Welcome to Before Now Podcast. My name is Lisa Kinyemi, but I prefer that you call me Mrs. Mrs. spelled M-I-C-I and pronounced M-I-S-S-Y. That's right. You need a pen? Grab one. M-I-S-S-Y. That's how you pronounce Missy. If this is your first time tuning in, this is Before Now Podcast, a weekly talk show where my guest and I discuss different subjects of life in relation to how we used to see them. This is how we see them now. If you're already a part of the family, you know, I have so much love for you. Thank you for always coming back episode after episode just to listen to what my guest and I have to say. And as always, I promise you it's always going to be interesting conversations that you can relate with, because this is everyday people having real talk. Today again, I have another amazing guest who is a very good friend of mine. A serious, I think you do more than friendship rule in my life, Zef. Like A&R for this podcast. My guest for today is Emmanuel Essang. Should I call your full name? Because I know your full name. My guest for today is Emmanuel Etim Essang. I'm going to be calling him Noel for the rest of the show. Content writer, digital marketer, freelancer in every sense of the word. I'm giving you accolades. Emmanuel and I are going to be discussing our ideal spec. Oh my God. I don't know how this conversation is going to go. Like always, I do not know how it is going to turn out. But one thing I know is that you're going to enjoy listening. So shall we dive right into it?
Yeah, let's go.
Talking about spec. You know, last week on the show, we talked about having friends with benefit. And my guest and I seem to not particularly like that kind of arrangement. So today we have decided to talk about our ideal spec. At least if you don't want to do friends with benefits, you want to do a serious relationship, you probably have an idea of what that should be like in your head and what that person should look like in your head and the qualities that they should have. So let me ask you, Emmanuel, as we can see, for me, I'm wearing one spec on my eye right now. So spec has different meanings to me. So tell me, what is your definition of spec before we even put the ideal behind it?
For me, spec would be the qualities, whether physical or whatever.
Like speculations.
Qualities that I would have to see in somebody before even deciding to date the person.
But you know, there's spec in expectation too. Like spec. Like, so aside the qualities, the expectations, everything joined together to make this spec. I've already told you my definition of spec is the one I'm wearing on my edge right now. But as it relates to relationship and dating and marriage and all of that, I think I agree with you. The spec is qualities, the attributes that you look for, seeking the person that you want to be with, that you want to make your partner. So tell me, Manuel, before now, what exactly was it? Like, I don't know, I think I know guys want like some big booty, big front line. And all of that. So, did you have any of all of those? What exactly was it?
I think I would say that my spec has always been really simple. Have sense.
Have sense.
Yeah.
Hey, no. Are you saying that? I don't want body shame or something. But then I want to say that some people want their women like curvy and all of that. So you're saying that even if the person does not have curves, you just want the person to have sense.
No,
that's it.
Generally, I think people would have that expectation. Generally, people have those preferences. This body shape or this type of body shape or that type of body shape. Some people say boobs, ass, whatever. We all have them. No matter what you are, no matter the kind of person you are, we all have them.
Yeah.
But when push comes to shove, I think most times people find themselves throwing those things into the bin.
Yeah.
So I like to go for that one that I can't toss into the bin at any point. Have sense. Like be a reasonable person, a kind person, someone that has empathy.
So what you're telling me now is that never in the history of you looking out for who you want to be with have you chosen somebody.
No, boobs.
Oh my God. Let me finish what I was going to say. In the history of you looking out for a partner, you have always just wanted sex. I mean, before, I'm not talking about you now. I'm talking about the you that didn't even have sense, like your younger self, because there was a point in time in our lives when I want to believe that everybody, you know, our sense was still forming at that point. So you're trying to tell me that you've always had sense to want somebody that has sense. Is that it?
Yes. I can't lie now.
Okay, I think it would be hard for me to lie on the pod because I've castigated myself a lot in a lot of my writings where I've said the kind of things I used to look out for in men. For me, I think my ideal spec one time used to be just have like a lot of money. I'm talking about my younger self, please, people. But you know, that used to be me. I used to think tall, dark, and handsome. Okay. I used to think eloquency. Like, please be able to speak English. Like, don't come and be writing AM and be telling me that it means I am.
For me, I think speak English is coming, it comes into that that same, that description of having sense.
Not everybody that has sense can speak English.
Well, you speak it.
Let us know what we are doing. Like, not everybody, not everybody that has sense can speak English. So for me, I used to look forward to having somebody very eloquent. I love somebody with a good sense of humor. I mean, that used to be everything for me. But really, how did I fare? And I think another thing that's always been, how do I put it now? Another thing that has always been, you know, my list when I'm checking out for spec has always been the genotype. So you that you're saying have sense now, you're telling me that even if the sense,
we'll still get to that part. But I was just trying to say that before, that has always been the only thing. That has always been the only...
Before, I did not have only one thing on my list. Like I was saying.
I had just one.
Tall, dark, handsome, have money, be eloquent, have a good sense of humor. Don't be boring. I cannot stand boring people. It's something I've always been unable to stand. So if you're somebody that I'm going to stay with and I'll be thinking of going back to my house, or I just want to be with my friends and all of that, I have never really been a fan. I don't want to be with you. I cannot even see myself having a relationship to do, not to talk of walking down the aisle and saying yes I do. So you're telling me now that all along it has only been about having sense.
It has always been about that. Some of my childhood friends might get to listen to this and they can testify that growing up I always had, even when we were just kids, like just having normal, where you didn't really, you know, have all these specs or whatever. Then for me it was always
It
was always have sense. My definition of maybe having sense now might have maybe
evolved time. Exactly.
But
that's why we're
me,
here.
I think my friends will tell you that they always have speak English, that kind of thing. I'm don't read novels. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I've always been around people like that. And
and
I think there's something that's why reading will always come into it. There's something that reading does to people. It broadens their horizon, the way they think, the way they see the world generally.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those values that I once can would mostly be found in those kind of people.
Yeah.
So every other thing, boobs, we can manage.
Are you sure? From the bottom of your heart, are you sure that you can be? Are you sure? Are you sure that having a big booty, an average moderate, having a moderate booty can be found in reading books and speaking English?
My friend.
Yes.
If we can't, you know, we have to like merge the two. Maybe have sense and have boobs. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Now I know that you people know that this guy is a very, very unserious person, because first it was strictly have sense, but now we are talking about a merger. Yeah. But it's been so much fun having this conversation so far, because really I would never have imagined that long time ago you already had have sense. I know that you pick your friends like based on sense, I know that, but talking about when we were young and people just wanted to play around and just like, I don't know, what was growing up like for you? I think I want to know.
Yeah,
were you at any point free? Did you have that freedom when you were growing up to have friends and hang out with people, or were you an amoget inside? Because that would make me know if the reason for saying have sense is because you were always found in the library.
No, I wasn't a nerd. I don't think I was a nerd. I wouldn't qualify myself as such. Now, growing up, I think I experienced parts of both worlds.
Okay.
When I was born, we were like really okay.
Mm.
We were in Lagos. My dad was a banker and all of that. And then around 99 or so, we moved to Ibadan.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we moved, like a year into that transfer.
So sorry, when you were like the banker's son, you were almost getting inside.
Yes, I was.
Oh, okay.
When we moved to Ibadan, like it was just
Ibadan has a way of doing things to people. I was almost getting inside till I came to Ibadan as well.
Yeah,
you know.
I think I would have remained an almost getting inside when we moved to Ibadan, but something happened which I'll get to now. When we moved to Ibadan, at first we're staying at Felele bedroom flats, kind of thing, 3-bedroom flat, and it was just from school. I was in nursery school, primary school, nursery school then. So it was just from school. I was quite young. From school to the house. In fact, they used to lock us up, because I remember my mom was
they had
not
to lock you up.
They used to lock us up inside the flat. We had everything we needed, the food, everything. Just lock us up. And then
with who?
Just
you're us. Like you're like the oldest child.
Yeah, it was just two
and
of
you were
us
in nursery.
Then. Yeah, it was just two of
and
us.
And they were locking two of you inside the house. Do you want to sue anybody?
Yeah, it was just us. But then a year into moving to Ibadan, my dad lost his job.
Okay.
And then it was just downhill from there. And then I got to experience the whole public school life.
Oh, God.
Public school was culture shock because I was not used to a lot of things I got to see in public school. So yeah, this is not about my growing up, but I just want to point out how growing up maybe affected the way I define spec.
Okay, so going to public school now made you decide that it is only people that have sense.
No.
I need to understand.
No. It was not going to public school then. It's I think it broadened my scope to a bit.
Okay.
When I got to public school, the people I still made friends with were kind of like the
sensible
bright
people.
Guys, mm-hmm. sensible people, and all of that. Or people who were just generally inquisitive, people who were always
yeah.
willing to learn and
yeah.
talk about stuff. So from there onwards, I finished primary school, was public schools throughout.
Mm-hmm.
But I still always had this oh, Omo Boti kind of. Hmm. Kind of.
I know somebody that's listening now that's going to say, I said it, you and your friends are Boti.
So I still always had this Omo, even though I wasn't living the life anymore,
mm-hmm.
but I still always had this because I always had books, I was always reading this or reading that, things that many people my
Set
age would probably
voracious readers.
So I think being that kind of person,
yeah,
the kind of friends I made,
yeah,
both male and female, the kind of friends I made were just drawn from different parts of the spectrum.
Yeah.
I had friends that were not rich.
Mm-hmm.
I had, because I could speak English and all this kind of thing, uh-huh. those little nonsense uh-huh. that we used to write. So I still had rich friends who probably thought, oh, this guy, you know, I could flow.
Yeah,
both
could,
worlds,
yeah, exactly.
I could flow.
Could
and then
mingle.
Being someone who could play football
mm.
also changed a lot of things
oh, gotcha.
For me. So I became like star of the Adugbo, that kind
oh,
of.
Shit.
That kind of. So, and what kind of people would come to the pitch to play football in, you know, living in a, like a ghetto area?
Uh-huh.
Like poor people and everything. So, I've always been able to balance it.
Mm-hmm.
I can walk into a room filled with Adebos and
flow with them.
And I could enter, you know.
And see,
I could still rough it up. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
So I think that's
where your old spec ideology
yeah,
came from.
Been.
Okay, so before we proceed, I would like to put you on the spot, my darling friend. You know I'm going to do this. You know I was going to do this.
I'm scared.
Why are you scared? I would never have expected you to be scared.
Yeah.
I know people are rooting for you right now, saying
yes,
go. Okay, so this is the point where I get to put Emmanuel on the spot. And because Emmanuel is my very good friend, I'm going to give him very much lesser time to unscrabble this word.
Are you sure we're friends?
That's what friends are for, like having each other's back. I have your back. I believe in you so much that
next
you can
time.
Do this. So I'm going to give you less time to make this happen. The word is spelled A-L-I-D-E. A-L-I-D-E. A-L-I.
Daily.
D-E. Time up. I'm so sorry, my darling friend.
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry. I know that right after the show, you're going to break my head. That one is very certain. But let's proceed. You can't believe it. I'm sorry, dear. But I love it. I enjoy doing that to you and every other guest on the show. So let's proceed. Talking about our ideal spec.
Shit. Oh, my God.
Talking about our ideal spec. Okay, I've been so engrossed in this moment, I forgot to tell you all to head over to social media or go unscrabble the word that Emmanuel could not unscrabble. The word is spelled A-L-I-D-E. And I know that right now he knows what exactly I'm talking about. But let's proceed.
Okay.
Right about now, what's your definition of spec? What's your ideal spec? You sound like, yes, it still has sense. But you mentioned something. That's the angle I want to come in from. You talk about the evolution. You talk about the evolution of the spec that you have, that is having sense. So how has having sense evolved for you? So now you're saying that having sense now accommodates some kind of
it does.
So what are we talking about here?
Being an adult now, of course you can't see things the way you used to see them. I still want people to have sense. I still want my ideal partner to have sense, of course.
So do you have one right now as we are speaking?
Like an ideal partner.
Do you have a partner?
A partner, yes, speaking? I do.
And that partner, because you just said you want the partner to have sense, so I want you to just clarify, like.
No. I mean to say is that even now, it's something that I still high on my priority list.
Okay.
You know, of course, I'm not searching now, but guess what I'm saying?
Say it's not searching. All of us single. Yeah.
But if I were,
yeah,
it's still. it's still a 10 for me.
Okay.
But I've just been able to accommodate a lot of things into having sense.
Yeah.
I think my previous stance would was something, it was a bit extremist.
Okay.
I would have looked at people and then, I can't read books. I can't speak English.
You cannot read like 52 books in 1 year.
But then as an adult now, you realize that people are different, other mm-hmm. people. But whatever, no matter how different you are, I still expect you to have a good understanding of how the world works.
Yeah.
We should still be able to have conversations.
Yeah.
Even if they are not like, they might not be deep, but we should still be able to have conversations about life.
Yeah.
And so now I can accommodate people not being voracious readers. I can accommodate people not being, of course, there's money to be made.
The hustle is real, bro. Hustle is real.
There's money to be made, so nobody really cares about all these kind of things anymore. Yeah, so now my having sense now accommodates all those things. You being
so
financially
I know.
Prudent.
You okay?
You being boobs.
this boobs is just reoccurring in this conversation. I don't understand. This boobs is just reoccurring.
I think I would gravitate more towards somebody that has sense and has boobs, you know.
Oh my god.
But then if the universe packages somebody who has sense and doesn't, go.
Do you really mean what you just
yes,
said?
Yes,
do you really, really mean what you just
said?
Said
it's more important.
Okay, so for me, I think I would say that the spectrum of my spec, oh god, I don't know what that means, but having an ideal spec has evolved as well over time. Initially, like going to school and all of that, especially when going to school, marriage was like the end goal, like finish uni, finish a master's degree, and then get married. It used to be like, oh, just make sure you're that person you're getting married to is somebody that has money and is tall and is dark and is handsome and is cute, so you can make cute babies and all of that. I'm not going to lie, cuteness is still very high on my list. I don't do less than cute. Like, I cannot do less than cute. Like, very cute, self. Like, I can't do less than cute. So, but over time, you know, it has gone from wanting somebody that has money to wanting to have my own money and having somebody that has money as well, so that we can. But this has gone from wanting to spend a man's money to wanting to make money and share it with somebody. Like, let's be with. So for me, I've never really been a fan of already made people. Nah, okay. I've grown from that person who wanted to just be with somebody rich to wanting to build stuff with people. So I've always been there, like, and I think you know me, like, I've always wanted to. I think when somebody like extremely wealthy with flashy cars and everything is parking beside myself, it used to offend me, like, you know, what are you looking for beside me? in my head, I was like, what are you looking for near me right now? Like, you're not my type. And it's so weird to actually admit it, because this is something that you wouldn't hear people say all the time. Like, I just don't know how to sit with what you've already made and bring cutlery to the table and then start dicing it and taking it. I like to build with people. So I'm not going to say struggling people, but people that have like a lot of potentials. Of course, I'm not single. So I'm not talking like, oh, if you meet the standards, apply. No, I'm not single. But I'm just saying that what it is for me now, where I'm coming from and where I am now at a point where genotype is still huge for me. Genotype. I mean,
talking about genotype, I think I've not always looked at that
because you're because you have bragging rights. But you know, there's more than just genotype, and I think we'd have to discuss, but when we get to the health part of this particular show, there's more than just genotype to look out for when it comes to compatibility, when it comes to watching out for your partner. There's more than genotype. I just thought to put that out.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
I just thought to tell you, stop rubbing it in our face that you have bragging rights on this genotype thing. But for me, because I'm AS, I've always been about looking for somebody that can just save my generation and my future and my children and just come with the AA genotype. I've always been out them. I think there was even a point where I wasn't really huge. Religion was not really huge for me, but I think at this point in my life now, I'm taking my compatibility more serious. But you know, I've always been one way, and now I'm here at the point where you have to be fine. I have to reiterate, for me, spec is fine.
So you place boobs with fine.
I don't know what you're talking about, because I'm not a boob seeker. I'm not an ass seeker.
I mean,
just saying that it has to be cute. Like, my ideal spec is cute. My ideal spec is fine. My ideal spec has brains that can build an empire and sustain it. Somebody with great potentials, majorly. That is what it is now. So yes, in case you're wondering who the love of my life is, just know that the person has great potential. They should pay you to do it. I'll put a gun in your head before you talk. So just know that my ideal spec right now is an amazing person with brains. Gosh, are we really bragging?
Sense.
It has sense. At the end of the day, having sense. I think I agree at this point that having sense is important. Forget it. You don't want to be with a very fine person that does not have sense, that cannot hold conversation. Yeah.
And it's the fact that having sense just really encompasses a lot of things. Like, it's rare for you to find somebody that is reasonable and
it's not attractive.
And it's not kind. It doesn't have empathy.
Yeah.
It's rare. Like, they work on themselves.
Exactly.
They build themselves. So it really just encompasses. That is why I've always just said have sense.
Yeah.
For me, it encompasses a lot of things. That can really be major in.
So you're still there contemplating what your ideal spec should look like. I think we have an advice for you. Just go for somebody that has sense. Like, have sense. When a person has sense, if you are like me, had cuteness and fineness to the least.
If you can't do without boobs, find the one that has sense and boobs.
Yes, don't go. If you can't
be telling somebody that.
Don't shoot yourself in the leg if you know that you're an ass person or a boobs person or a tall person. You like tall people, you like short
people,
you like dark skin people, you like fair skin people. Please prioritize these things, but at the same time, do not forget that they need to have sense. What's the point of having a tall person with no brains in your life? Like, it doesn't make any sense. It's no fun. You need to be with somebody that you can laugh together, that you can even resolve your arguments, because you're two different people and you're going to have issues. Somebody that you can resolve your issues sensibly with, that is the person that we would advise you on the show today to look out for. We believe that if you've listened up to this point, it's because you had a reason to. Emmanuel, how has the show been?
I had a great time. I mean, this is huge for me because I'm not a talker. I can't talk. You know that.
Yeah.
So this is really huge for me. Thank you for inviting me on the show.
Oh, it was so great to have you. You already know what to do. Head over to social media. Go follow the pod on social media. On Instagram and Facebook, it's at Before Now Podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Missy Blissy. Missy Blissy spelled MICIBLISSY. Emmanuel.
You can find me on Facebook.
Okay.
At Emmans Essang. That is EMMANS.
Essang. Essang is spelled
ESSANG. I use more Facebook than any other platform.
Okay. So I think I've not been really active on Facebook lately, but you can as well find me on Facebook. It's at BlissakinYemi on Facebook. Till the next episode, ask yourself, what happened before now?